Hi, my name is Vanessa Vallalee and I'm founder and CEO of We Are Tech Women. It gives me great pleasure to introduce you to season 3 of She Talks Tech, the We Are Tech Women podcast. What a season we've got lined up for you. Over 20 episodes talking all things tech from the front to the back of the industry. We've created this podcast for you to keep you informed, to keep you insightful, and to keep you motivated in your tech career. I hope you enjoy it. Today we hear from the fantastic Becky Taylor, CEO of Tech Returners. In this episode, Becky talks about returnships and explains why there's a gap in thinking that is causing businesses to not employ enough women in tech. Becky explains how they can change this by investing in the untapped talent pool that is the returner.
Things we hear on a regular basis at Tech Returners. We have a talent skills gap. We can't find enough tech talent. We can't find women in technology. We can't increase the diversity in our teams. And we can't find mid to senior tech talent. This alongside a piece of research we did 2 years ago with Manchester Business School, where it concluded that 83% of tech businesses say that finding tech talent is their number one barrier to growing their organisation. 97% of these organisations admit that their tech roles lack diversity. Alongside this, a statistic that we'll all know is that the gender pay gap in the tech industry sits at 18.6%. Our research also stated that 41% is a turnover rate for women leaving the tech industry versus just 17% for men. There is only 5% of women in senior positions across the whole of the UK within the tech sector. And 56% of women leave the industry at mid to senior level point in their career. But what if I said that there was a different way? I am Becky. I am co-founder and CEO at an organisation called Tech Returners. So we support people returning to technology after a career break. We support them through technical upskilling and also personal development, and then transitioning into organisations such as the BBC, Booking.com, Xero, Infinity Works, just to name a few. My background is people, HR and talent, so I've been involved in that sector for the past 18 years, and the past 15 of those years involved in tech, so scaling high-growth tech businesses through the value of people. I sat on a leadership team of 13 and was the only woman sat around that table. Then 8 years ago, I fell pregnant with my first child, Ethan, and became in the minority as not only as a woman in tech, but also as a parent in tech. When I transitioned back into the workplace, I really understood the challenges that people face, understanding in terms of loss of skills, loss of networking opportunities, and both impacting confidence. I reached out to my community and then formed and co-founded an organisation called Women in Tech North. It's a community meetup group and can be found on meetup.com. We have now over 2,000 members and we are the third largest women in tech community meetup globally. It was through the conversations that I was having within the community, it became more and more apparent around the lack of support and resources for people looking to transition back into technology. So back in 2017, myself alongside my business partner wanted to see whether there was a demand about whether we could help people transition back into technology careers. 2017, we did 2 pilot projects and they were a huge success. And then since then, we have scaled. And we have scaled and enabled 100 people back into technology careers, and 77 of them were women. And we're not stopping there. But what is a returner anyway? A returner is an individual returning to or re-entering a career in technology with a wealth of transferable skills and industry experience. But what should you do and how should you do it in terms of enabling returner talent into your businesses? I'm going to cover 3 areas, the first being around accessibility. So in our piece of research, 60% of women returning to tech cited work-life balance as the biggest barrier. Flexibility isn't a benefit, it is the norm. And even more so as we now transition out of a pandemic. If the past 18 months has taught us anything, it's taught us that we can work anywhere and in any capacity in terms of time. So it's become more flexible that if people want to take their children to school, go for a run in the afternoon, pick the children up, care and responsibilities, we can work to outcomes rather than hours. And I think it's been a big wake-up call for employers and understanding the flexibility that they can provide for all their employees. As we transition back into some form of new normality, I think this will create more opportunities for returners, knowing that there's opportunities for them to transition back because they're not sticking on the rigid 9-to-5. We need to trust people to be themselves. We need to create a psychological safe space in organisations for people to learn, develop and fail and learn from those experiences. We need to create inclusive cultures for people to be inclusive and also feel like they belong in those working environments. And when we're going out to understand in terms of recruiting for our businesses, we need to ensure that our job descriptions are inclusive. Before I move on to the next point, I want to just share with you a bit of a case study. So we know accessibility works. So just over 18 months ago, we worked with the BBC with a project down in London. They wanted to support 16 women looking to transition and upskill in technology to be part of their technology team. So they went out and advertised, and 23,000 women applied just for 16 positions, which is unbelievable. So if I go back to one of those questions right at the beginning of this talk where it said, where are the women in technology? They are there if you create the accessible opportunities for them to re-enter the technology industry. So moving on to our next point, and before I do, I just want to share with you one of our returner CVs. This is a lady that's had a very thorough experience within software engineering and a number of well-known organisations in very sought-after technologies. What sort of salary bracket would you pay for this individual to come and work for your organisation? I'm sure we can all have that figure in mind. However, I know based on research that we've done, those biases automatically come into our minds because of the words career break. People automatically think that, oh, they've had a break, so they're not going to be as skilled. We can't pay them as much, which is definitely not the case. Those skills that they have are still there. They've not been eliminated. And actually, people have gained more skills through a career break, which I'll touch upon in a minute. So one to think about, and we know there's organisations out there that will just dismiss if a CV has a career break on it, which is absolutely appalling. So we need to look past the gap. We know from our research that 47% of businesses treat a career gap less favourably. 43% of women gained a reduced position when they returned. And just under £5,000 is the average salary drop when women return, because these businesses are massively missing out. But why are they missing out? So a career gap isn't a gap on their CV where they haven't been doing anything. More often than not, the activities involved in those career gaps can be anything from community work to volunteering to continuous learning in terms of new technologies and personal projects, whether for themselves or helping friends and family build website applications. So they have proactively been actually gaining more skills and experiences. We cross-reference that with what companies are actually looking for in terms of real skills within job descriptions. And businesses are looking for people who are motivated and driven, constantly learning, communication, can problem solve and be creative thinkers. So just let us think of an example of that, being a parent. I know before 9 o'clock in the morning, I've mediated with my two children. I've negotiated to make sure that they get out the door to school on time. I've problem solved to find where the shoes are or the coats because where we left them last night. I've time managed in terms of when we've got up to make sure we'd showered and changed and ready and at the school gates for the time that we needed to be. I'm constantly learning through the homework and the activities that I get sent home, and communication. So I'm adapting my communication all the time with my two children. But as a typical returner, they are not only just doing this. Some of them have also upskilled in technology such as data science. And how valuable is that to an organisation? All that wealth of experience from technology, the industry, plus those transferable skills, plus upskill in new technologies. Why wouldn't you? So what's the impact if we invest in returner talent? We see business growth. So if we look at the amount of vacancies that we have within the tech sector, so we just know in the Northwest alone, there's 233,000 vacancies. And if we can tap into a talent pool, we can enable people to be within organisations and therefore complete the work, work on projects, which enables then companies to grow and scale, and therefore creating those businesses that can grow and flourish. We can increase diversity. So not just in terms of gender diversity, but diversity of thought. I've just highlighted some areas around the diversity that individuals have experienced that they've gained through career breaks and what skills and ways of thinking that they can actually bring to organisation, as well as obviously gender diversity as well. Economic growth. If we have businesses growing, if we have more diversity, so looking at how to solve solutions in different ways, it's all going to contribute to larger economic growth. And then finally, we'll reduce that skills gap. So we'll be having more people in the industry and we won't have such a huge skills gap that people continuously talk about. But most importantly, what we find is that we change people's lives. We create opportunities for people that didn't think it was possible to actually come back into the industry and progress their careers. Every day when we place an individual, a returner, back into technology, you can really see what it means to them. It's not just a job. It's an opportunity to progress and develop and continuously learn in their career, and it means so much to them. Here's just a snippet of some of what our returners say. So Helen is an experienced software developer. She had a career break to raise her children. She then came to one of our programs, upskilled, and now working for a consultancy, working with clients such as the NHS. Genevieve, she's got a background in web development, again, had a career break to raise her family, and is now working as a consultant, working for clients within the public sector. Preethi. Preethi had a very expansive career in technology. She had a career break and set up her own technology business and now working as a developer for Auto Trader. And Katie had 16 years experience as a software developer, had her family, and then reskilled in terms of teaching IT within schools. She wanted to transition back into tech and now has successfully done so. So my question is to you, what can you do about it? What can you do in terms of supporting returners back into your organisation? And more importantly, are you going to do it? I really thank you for listening and I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Becky, I can't thank you enough for being my guest on this episode of She Talks Tech. And a huge thank you to all of you for listening. Remember, we release an episode every single week. We really, really appreciate you being with us. If you want to find out more about Becky, you can follow Becky Taylor on LinkedIn, or you can find Tech Returners on Twitter and Instagram.